We've got a very special announcement we need to make.
No, we have a guest.
Yes.
To be introduced.
Yes, in addition to the family.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So while we were busy reflecting, somebody else was busy doing other things during the lockdown.
What? I'm excited. This is like the biggest announcement we've made on the podcast, right?
Since we said Henda,
we are
here or we are back.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Henda!
Henda,
Marbini! Yes, we are back, Oh, man. Hey, it feels good to be back, man. I missed this, hey?
Look
Zoom is
us.
Not the same.
Look at us.
Are you happy, like Ika?
Nah, I'm okay.
Hey, welcome back, Len, by the way. Hey, welcome back, Leonce.
It's been tough without you.
No, you guys have been doing fine.
Why?
You've been doing fine.
I know. It's been hard.
No, not really.
Where have you been? What's been happening?
I've been at home reflecting.
Reflecting?
Okay. So how are you coming out of this?
I don't know. I'm not out yet, so I'll see how...
Now that you're here, so okay. How are you feeling, man, it's just, of the reflections?
It's been hard. I'm not going to lie. It's been hard.
How are you going to get a new Len anytime soon?
Really?
New level, new Len.
You just get to... There's a word for it, man. You just get to grow as a person. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, you determine, or you get to a point of realizing what's important and what's not.
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
And what have you learned from this lockdown?
Yeah, those are my learnings, Moon. They are for me to...
So what can you share?
Yeah, I'm not sharing anything.
Help us. Help us grow. Tina, we're coming out the same.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed. So help us.
My learnings and my reflections are not as old. They're not there to be shared.
Yes. So puff and pasmos.
Nah. You teach yourself. So yeah. But it's been hard, I'm not gonna lie. Yo, I don't think I'd survive prison.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Because this was like a mini prison setup. Yeah. I don't think I'll survive prison. Ever.
But I think they have cigarettes in prison.
It's not about cigarettes, dog. It's about being confined to certain areas at certain times. I mean, I think one of the biggest things for me was, it's been 2 months and I haven't seen my mother. I haven't seen my gran. And there was like a little mini coronavirus scare with my uncle who was with my gran and whatnot. So, if anything had happened, God forbid, touch wood, thank God nothing happened. I was just going to go home for a funeral. Nakona is just going and then like, okay, you bury the person, just go back. You're not even allowed to mourn properly as we know mourning to be. Do you get what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, it's just been crap. A lot of energy was drawn out of me and I'm slowly trying to regain it back. That's just been it.
And what have you been doing to try to regain it back?
I've just been trying to see the positive out of all of this. There's not a lot, really. But, yeah, one day at a time, man. One day at a time.
And you, Ghost Lady?
I'll just say...
Jeez, we're starting on a deep note, guys. Jeez.
No.
You final prayers.
You asked me. Nah, I was just being honest.
No, it's
dog.
Like a welcome back prayer. We made it. We survived. I want to thank God.
We're not done. We're still getting to the peak. If we thought peak was peak, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet, yeah. But nonetheless, I just... I found out there's a lot of things that are just useless in life, you know. Maybe not as deep as Len. You know, there are things that you realize... There's a lot of things that we used, but you've realized they have no use. You just, you're at home.
What are those things? What do you
mean? Cars. Okay, if I have to mention big things, cars, but to little stuff like who cares for underwear now, you know?
What do you mean? Are you walking around naked?
No, I'm not. But let's at the end of the day.
You're not naked, commando, like yeah. Without.
Right now, do you have underwear on right now?
Can I go back home?
But who cares?
No, guys, but I'm fully dressed. No, the aim is that I'm fully dressed. Underneath your underwear, you are naked.
Yeah.
Right?
So it took lockdown for you to realize underwear.
No. There's just things that are just unnecessary out there. Like, you're just like, you can actually, we are being sold these things that are like, they are just so useless.
Yeah.
No, underwear is, I feel like it's necessary.
For what?
I could never walk around. See, there are two things that...
Because it's been drilled in your head. Nah, already you are dressed. Who cares? No one sees it. It's you.
No,
it's like you're dressing. You put on underwear for yourself.
It's a level of comfortability. It also goes... It varies from person to person.
Because that's what advertising did. It's like, it's okay, for you to feel
okay,
comfy
okay, tamo,
and happy.
Tamo para strepe, don't wear underwear. Let's see what happens. But you see, it's those kind of things. But I just feel it's comfortable. I can't... There are two things that I can never leave the house without. Mm-hmm. It's underwear and not brushing my teeth. Mm-hmm. Everything else is just mandatory. It's like, whatever, I do it, I don't do it, I don't really care. Can go a whole day without taking a shower, but brushing
but
my teeth.
But without a ciggy, you know.
Ugh, that's mandatory. It's either here nor there. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
What's
thing.
The longest you've gone without taking a shower over this lockdown?
A day and a half.
That's just one day. You have to put the half.
The half counts. It counts. Because I was cognizant of the fact that it was a day and a half.
Mm. And how long have you gone without underwear?
Level 4. Level 5.
4 days.
Oh, shit. Anyway, welcome to Ladies and Gentlemen, Podcast and Chill. Coast
so
Ladies here.
So
where
now you don't
here.
Share?
Yeah?
Where now you don't share?
I don't share what?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, where now?
How?
Have you noticed that whenever something deep sort of like creeps up, he always checks with everybody. And when it's his turn,
yeah,
he's very good at maneuvering and taking an off ramp.
Yeah.
I got nothing deep to say. I like my underwear. I like my underwear.
But at the end of the day, you are naked underneath that underwear.
Yeah.
That's what the fact means. No matter how many layers you wear over, you're still naked.
For me, it's weird because I've been technically quarantining for a while. So this is, for me, it's just another day.
What do you mean quarantining for a while?
As in, I've been working from home. If I'm not here, I'm at home.
But you've been going to like meetings and whatnot, meeting
and
people.
And now the meetings are on Zoom.
Going home, going to see your son, coming to bother me at my house for a braai. There's a lot of things.
Actually, you had a social life. You were partying. Things have changed.
You had
so
gigs.
You were, yeah, you had gigs.
Yeah, but it's not like a huge shift.
You
oh,
sure?
For some of us, it is.
That's what I'm saying for me. I said, for me, this is nothing. You have been quarantining for a while, so.
It was not quarantining. There was limited movement.
Call it what you want.
It was circumstantially, because it was not by choice.
It wasn't by choice.
Yes. So, yeah. If you had to move, you could move. When last did you go to Soweto?
It's been a while.
And you'd go to Soweto at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're not going to Soweto.
But that's not a drastic thing. Going to Soweto doesn't make me or break me.
Just like not wearing underwear will not make you or break you.
You know what I mean? Anyway, before we start, man, remember I said 36,000, I was going to tell you what Ricky Rick
Thank
said.
You.
So let me start with that.
Mm-hmm.
So Ricky Rick, he called me last week, the day we shot the Katsande.
Oh, yes.
Episode.
Yes. Katsande. And Dr. Bella.
Yeah. And Dr. Bella. Haven't you seen that
Ooh,
episode?
It was wretched.
No.
It was,
you got to check it. It was lit. Ooh. We went live because you've been live on the podcast, but we hadn't. So we went live, me and Ghost Lady, for the first time. It was a nice.
Do it alone. Marlonale, it's like a team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be.
I agree, you were quarantining, man. You're on lockdown.
No. You don't get what I'm saying. I had to do it You didn't do it alone. You had to get somebody to hold your hand. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, do you want the ghost lady to hold your hand?
No, it's fine.
No.
So then if it's fine, what's the discussion?
I was just asking.
No, maybe it was my life, but I couldn't. It couldn't really be good to have to say with a black screen. So I needed him to hold my hand. So let's look at it from that perspective. I needed him to hold
my hand. Yeah, it was ghost lady.
You could have asked him to hold your hand. I asked.
No, I didn't.
We did one today, the Africa Day one.
Yes.
The Africa Day we
you
shot did today.
Yeah, you shot together.
What you do? I just never mind.
Where was I?
Ricky Rick.
Yeah, so he's like, yo man, I just recently saw your reaction to the interview we did. Because he saw what I thought about the interview on YouTube. He's like, no man, I was just calling to clear the air, like I don't want it to seem like I'm disrespecting your platform in any kind of way. Like, usually when I do interviews, I don't do PR answers. But what had happened is that the time when you were doing the interview, it was leading up to Cotton Fest. And I expected a certain type of interview. Hence, I did yours because it's on YouTube and, you know, you can be free and whatever. And I was turning down a lot of interviews at the time. But because of yours, I was like, let me do it. And I was expecting the conversation will be about that.
So Cotton when, Fest.
Yeah. So okay. When I started the interview and I was talking about like AKA and Zintle and stuff like that, it threw him off guard, you know? And then from there, he became disinterested in the interview. So that's what he was saying. He was saying, no, listen, he apologizes if it came across a certain way. And, you know, he respects the platform. And he just wasn't in the right frame of mind when we started shooting, because he wasn't expecting those questions. He was expecting something else. And he was like, you know, it's not my fault. It's not his fault either, because we didn't have a prior conversation before
exactly
the interview to say, okay, cool, we're going to chop it up like 1, 2, 3. And I was like, fuck.
When did he apologize?
Last week. I was like, fuck.
He's been doing a lot of those recently.
I'm like, Ricky Rick is apologizing. Shit. This is dope. Mama, I made it. But what a cool guy, bro.
Oh, nice.
Are you also wearing bootleg pants, jeans?
I might as well.
Why he apologized?
I mean, I've got a form, so might as well. But I was just like, he was like, in that moment, we didn't speak for long, for maybe about 5-10 minutes. But in that moment, he was really genuine. And I was like, wow, this is such a cool guy. Because most people that I interview, especially celebs, after the interview, they never even care, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them hardly even post the interview.
Yeah.
So for him to take time out of his schedule and call, because I believe he called you to get my number.
Yeah, yeah, he did.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, this is a stand-up guy.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a Ricky fan now. I'm buying all his albums.
I'm also a Ricky fan.
Ah, no, I love him. Love him.
I love Ricky.
Ricky's my nigga. My nigga.
Thank you, Ricky.
I got him on speed
call.
Dial. Oh, he's got me on speed dial.
No, he's got the ghost lady on speed dial.
So shout out to Ricky, man. Not a lot of people would do that. Most other people would probably go like, ah, fuck this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Actually, that was big of him.
Yeah.
Like, this is like 2 months later. We even had forgotten about the interview, you know?
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Ricky.
Anyway, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, did you guys see the Joe Rogan deal?
Mm.
Spotify.
Yeah.
I think I didn't look into it.
Mm.
I just saw that he's exclusively with Spotify because YouTube has been putting a lot of, what do you call it? There's been a lot of, I've become dumb. When you close the tabs on somebody to say certain things and...
Exclusive?
No, Spotify paid him or is paying him a shitload of money to do what he does. In some sort of like an exclusive deal.
Yeah.
So you think YouTube is censoring him?
There we go. Okay. Censorship. Okay. Yeah.
YouTube.
That's what I read.
Oh.
No, not at all. Not at all. So what's happening is that Spotify licensed his show for 3 years. And the contract is $100 million. $100 million.
That's good for him.
That's not a lot of money, actually, for that podcast, because that podcast is the biggest in the world.
Yeah, that podcast is huge.
And if you look at someone like Howard Stern, he's getting paid $100 million a year for his radio show.
$100 million a year.
A year.
But then Joe Rogan is getting
$100 million for 3 years.
For 3 years, okay.
Yeah. But it's still a good deal.
It's still a good deal.
Because it takes, because a lot of money is being invested into podcasts
worldwide.
I don't know in SA though, but yeah, I know America, like, they're pumping a shitload of money into podcasts. Yeah. Spotify is trying to own, you know,
all the podcasts.
All the podcasts. You know, like Mambala Noise when it came out. They were just signing everybody.
Look at them now.
Yeah. So I can't wait until we get a deal like that. Good. Maybe on Fagaza or something.
Isn't that free?
Fagaza. Oh my God. Like, eh? From Spotify to Fagaza. Wow.
Fagaza can license us.
Can I watch the Jay-Z platform?
Tidal.
Tidal.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're not big on podcasts, right?
No. They just
do. They even do any?
I don't know, but I think they focus mainly on music.
Yeah. And all podcasts I've listened to, I've never heard them mention Tidal, like being available on Tidal.
But it's so exciting to see the podcast space is growing, especially in the country as well.
Yeah.
Every single day on my timeline, there's a new podcast. Ish. But we're number one, baby!
We stay number one.
Because people have nothing to do, Muna. Podcasts are the new Instagram live.
Yeah.
Whichever one.
And the Instagram lives will expose you if you're a celeb.
How so?
So, for example, if you have 1 million followers and you go on a live and you only hit 100 numbers.
But you see...
That's bad.
Mm. So you see what the thing with that is, which is what I've noticed, especially when my job is concerned. If you post something, right, and it doesn't hit... Because usually if you've got 1 million followers, whatever you post... Depending on who you are and depending on what it is, especially on Instagram, if you don't get likes that are at least 10% of your following, then your numbers are not genuine or your following is not genuine.
Mm. But that's always known that people just, they buy followers.
Not even that. I know this one was trying to buy followers at some point in his life, but that mission failed.
How are you going to do that?
When Twitter was allowing people to buy followers.
Oh.
Before they stopped it.
Oh.
Yes.
I was trying to buy.
Yes.
I don't remember that.
There's a lot of things that you try to buy, but I'm not going to mention all of them.
We've got time. We've got time. We just came back. We want to know.
No, it's okay.
Then...
So, wow.
So
he's being censored.
By you. Please release him. Please.
Take me to Spotify. So it's watered down.
Why did I want to buy Twitter followers? That doesn't sound like me, dude.
It was.
Hey, wrong guy, bro.
It is you, Chief. You
Twitter?
You even showed me how to buy followers. This guy.
Wrong guy.
Remember when you had like 5,000? You wanted to go to
it. Okay, how many does he have now?
I don't know. How many did you buy?
Nah, I didn't buy. I've never bought followers, dog. This fucking guy.
You know, so like, yeah. But Jerry, going back to the Instagram thing, it's generally like bad. What you tend to get is if a celebrity had to post something about, hey, I'm going to be on podcast and show. They've got 1 million followers. They'd probably hit like, 5,000 likes type of thing. But if they post without underwear, they're going to hit 1 million.
Yeah.
I think it's an interest thing. Like, honestly, when things are deep, once I'm like, yeah, no, I think my life is becoming what, people are not really interested. When you post naked, people are interested. When you buy a car, people are interested. When
let's just pause there. Let me put in the bedroom.
When you divorce, people are interested.
Pause, ne? We've paused.
Yes.
Okay.
It's yeah.
So it's a whole thing that when it's interest, ne? On some, like, if a celebrity posts. Mm-hmm. What's wrong, ghost lady?
It's okay, continue.
Okay. If you post something deep, like, yeah, you know, with God, everything is possible. Yeah, 2,000 people will entertain you if you, like, sitting on a mill of 500,000.
Yeah.
If you buy a car or something drastic happens in your life, that 2,000 probably become 10, 15, maybe 20,000. If you're a female and you post a half naked picture, or you're a guy, you're showing your six pack, maybe that 20,000 or 30,000 becomes like 100,000.
And you're right, because I remember when AK was busy fighting and shitting on everybody, when he would post like, check out my song, it would have like 20 retweets. Mm. And then when he was shitting on Cizwe or Casper, whoever, it'd have like 1,000, 5,000 retweets. Mm. Oh. You know?
Yeah. So I think social media is the empire of the sheep.
Yeah.
Whereby you do something.
Back at it again with them deep lines. Len Muleko. Empire of the sheep. Smoke in lockdown.
No, that's Stogie. That's Stogie T's album.
Yeah. You know what else I realized during this lockdown, eh? Because there's some people, like, if we were to stop the world right now and said the world started at lockdown. Yeah. So if the world started at lockdown and it ends now, how many celebrities would you say have been relevant during this short time? So I'm, forget about what they've done before, all the accolades they've done, but who has been relevant since lockdown?
So whatever they did before lockdown, if it spilled into lockdown, does it count?
Yeah, if you want to get technical, yeah.
Okay. Nesty doing signing with Def Jam, or then Def Jam Nesty announcement.
Oh, and Boity as well. Big shout out to Boity. One love. But now when these celebs sign things, they must show us the receipts. Just now Def Jam owns social media handles, or they own a house.
Exactly.
And her cars.
Then years later they are coming to complain, like, you did not share that.
Actually, maybe the deal could be like, yo, we're signing you on a social media basis.
Yeah.
Not for your raps.
Yeah.
Because Def Jam is like an entire corporation that, like, they deal with sports management in. So maybe they're also into social media influencing. We don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, after the Reebok thing, I think we all need to know what these people are signing so we can be happy or be like, but chief,
yeah,
did you read
so
the clause?
So we can advise you. As a nation, before we cry with you, let's also advise you.
AKA?
Yes.
Definitely AKA.
Shimza.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Shimza. Yeah.
Black Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. For the right reasons, which is great. Because if you noticed during this lockdown, how you get relevant is by saying something stupid or doing something stupid.
And then you get those who actually did.
So it brings me to my point. Like, if you're not willing, if you're a celeb right now and you're not willing to say something stupid or do something stupid.
Like your ex.
Who's my ex now? Why are you coming up with files, dog?
Drinking and driving. Wasn't she naked on Instagram the other day?
Was she naked?
On a live.
Was she?
Yes.
Kanye?
Yes.
You lie.
I kid you not.
Is it Kanye?
Yes.
You lie.
Yeah, you wouldn't have seen anything you don't know, but, like, you know what I'm saying?
Eh. You see, the things people are doing. Just to trend.
But did she stay relevant, though? Was it a mistake, or was it like...
No, I would have seen if Kanye was naked. Was it?
What? There was a video. I saw a video of her. I think she was with Duma, with Ntando, Duma.
They were both naked?
Hey, no, not both. Oh. I think it was her who went naked or something like that. Mm. And then those guys who always paying girls to twerk and give them 2,000 every time. I forgot their names. There's a whole lot of them have been coming out.
But, you must stop calling him my ex, dog. You make it sound like we dated, dog.
But that's what you said.
No, we're just vibing for the night, dog.
Oh.
We're vibing for the night.
Okay. So.
There's a difference.
I get I'm trying to increase your stata.
You're going to buy followers for you.
I'm getting him followers for free. He's out here trying to kill that steez. You know? Who else? The Fergusons again, but it was obviously for the wrong reasons. Mbalula for the right and the wrong reasons.
So the reason why I was asking that, no, I want to find out from you guys. Do you think that's because the people that were so-called influencers or celebrities before lockdown were thriving off artificial shit? Like, they were thriving off, I don't know, materialistic things. So they didn't have any substance in what they were famous for. And now, lockdown, you have to be bare to the bone.
No underwear.
like you have to take a life without makeup. You know what I mean? And before, you know, you get those Instagram girls that have to do the makeup thing. They have to pose in front of the G63 or go to Dubai. Or they need materialistic things to influence.
Yes, yes, yes.
So now when those things are stripped away,
they're naked.
With no clothes.
If I get it,
and underwear.
Do you get what I'm trying to say though?
Yeah, it's how can I put it?
That's why like DJs are excelling right now, because those are people that are really have a talent. You know,
some of them.
The Netflix show, The Blood and Water.
Yeah.
You know, content is.
But that was obviously shot before.
Yeah.
For me,
YouTube is booming.
If anybody, literally, I feel like if anybody showed that they are creative during lockdown, you can bring a list of all of them. There's nobody who's done it better than Stogie T.
Yeah.
No
one. Yeah.
He showed his true talent.
Yeah.
And like those.
But that's what I'm saying, dog. Like, whether you're a DJ or an MC, the people that have real talent are thriving during this time.
And what I love is he actually brought out a lot of rappers who were able to do things naked. But in them being naked, the art form preceded them more than the superficial things. So we love. I mean, I was very excited when I saw Hymphatic Tabs on one of Stogie T's thing. And Tabs was a dope rapper. Like, he was about content.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, what happened was rap became about, I got 10 bitches in the swimming pool and a Rolls Royce outside.
I remember, but Tabs, yeah.
Tabs was not about that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So the question then becomes, are you an influencer if you can't influence now?
Kana, what did Mihlali do? She was also... Look, I feel like if you were on the full list since lockdown started...
Like Mang Mang must fall.
Yes, if you were on that list, you know, it means that you were not necessarily... You didn't have substance.
No. Isn't that just Black Twitter
man,
pulling?
Black Twitter dragging.
Yeah, I know. But most of that happened, the bulk of that happened because of people who were doing stupid things.
Yeah, but we spoke about that. That unless you're doing stupid things or saying stupid things, you're not going to trend. So.
But if you don't have the G63 to pose next to, or the bikini in the swimming pool, you go say something stupid so that you become relevant. That's what I'm trying to say.
We saying the same thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So
my G.
So those people are on the wagon. Same. I feel like they are. The falling people, some
but
of them.
But you're not answering the question. If you can't influence right now during this time as a celebrity, or you call yourself an influencer, are you really an influencer if you can't do it now?
Yes, you are.
You are still an influencer, but it's just that. But your influence is only promoted by a certain product or something that you are affiliated
to. How's that an influencer then?
So are you like. Are you,
what
are
the fuck are you influencing?
Wait, sorry.
That sounds like a billboard.
But if your influence
is... Yeah, but
is,
if there's no people driving on the road to see the billboard, then the billboard is useless.
Yes.
It doesn't mean a billboard is not effective when people are driving on the road. Yes, you're a billboard.
Yeah, you guys are missing it.
No, I'm just saying, if I'm known for dancing in the club, and that influences people to come to the club.
If you're known for dancing in the club,
yes,
you do what Tumi Siko did.
Yes.
You do NG Live, everybody's twerking. That's influence. So what I'm saying is, right now, if you call yourself an influencer, and you haven't done shit, can you really call yourself that?
Okay, you're a former influencer.
No, I don't.
You see, Stogie T is a rapper, MC. Mm-hmm. What has he done? He's influenced other MCs by Freestyle Fridays, being creative, because he's got substance.
Yes.
So now, if I'm a rapper and I used to rap about bitches and Rolls Royces, those are gone now. What do I have?
You've got nothing.
So you can't influence bitches and Rolls Royces. What are you going to do? And it's not the same.
It's not the same. No, it's just, I guess I get what you mean, McG, is that at the end of the day, you have to, if you are able to use your talents to advantage during this lockdown, that just shows some rawness.
No.
But if you're unable to, then maybe it's your influence and your superstardom is actually can be questioned.
So is a billboard not influential?
No, forget about the billboard, man.
So forget you use the stupid example.
No, it was just the first thing that came into mind. A sequel app.
Oh, you finally saw one. All I'm saying is, look, if my craft is to be half naked in Dubai, there's no Dubai. I can be half naked, but will I have the same impact if I'm not in Dubai? Maybe not. I need Dubai to, it forms part of my, what do you call it? It forms part of my influence, of my power. If Podcast and Chill is proper and has a good look and feel to it, if it's done live like we're doing now, versus when we're doing it on Zoom, because it just lacks a certain thing. It's because the elements that we have that allow us to do it live are not there. Yes, we're trying to do it so that we can supplement, but it's not the same.
Speaking about influence, guess what happened to the mixer?
Which mixer?
It was bought by an influencer.
We got a mixer?
No, remember the mixer I wanted to get?
Yeah.
So I finally got some money.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been saving.
Okay.
And then I called my supplier. I'm like, yo, I need that mixer. He's like, yo, dude, I just sold the last three this week.
Oh.
I'm like, to who? YFM.
Oh.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any more. It
doesn't have any more. I have to wait until end of June.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I wonder why YFM are buying podcast mixers.
They're probably starting podcasts.
Maybe they're going to start a podcast.
Influence. Yeah. But collab.
No, but they've been doing good though, I must say. Out of all the radio stations, they've been doing very well during lockdown.
Yeah.
Well, not only during lockdown. I see, like,
because they have substance.
Most of the shows are trending every day. It's not about substance, man. It's not about substance.
Ish.
But yeah.
You know, on the Twitter debate, Black Twitter debate, like when you were saying, if anyone was on,
hey,
it must fall.
Ghost Lady, be careful.
I know.
They mustn't come for us.
Let them come.
And then?
Let them
have
come.
Have you been dragged by Black Twitter?
I get dragged every day.
Not by Black Twitter, dog. Yes, sis.
Okay, mixed race Twitter. I get dragged.
There was this tweet now that happened over the weekend. Did you see from Nandi Madida?
About not doing shit in your 20s, and then if you get to 30 and you haven't done shit, you are shit. Something along those lines.
Okay.
It had to do with timelines and doing certain things at a certain age.
Okay, can I read it? No?
You may, yes.
I always say this to young people who work in my company. The ages 18 to 25 years are so critical. If you waste that time being a rebel, wasting your parents' money, being cool, hanging around the wrong circles, etc., you waste so much time, and before you know it, you are 30 with nothing to show for your life. Now beat Black Twitter.
I'm 35. I don't have anything to show for. It's life. These things happen. What do you have to show for your life?
Hey.
You've got a podcast, at least. What else?
This is how I understood it.
Oh, and a son, at least.
No, this is how I understood it, right? And I think it was by all the people, Black Twitter now, who just went all hemlock on her. I take it as, this show is just trying to, because the key word there is rebel. You know how you get the stage of adolescent, that's your teens. Then you get after matric or your schools. And when you're trying to advise, I think I take it back to, you know how we've got family members? Like, you know, in a family, there's someone you're trying to advise. And they're like just a rebel. Like, do that. This is how, okay, get a job or do this. And it's like they just never want to take that. And then before you know it, they've grown up and now they're becoming regretful. That's what it's not about there's a timeline or where you have to get married or have a kid. I don't see it as that. It's just about being responsible. I don't know. Do you guys see it as, was it offensive?
To be honest, I don't really care about that, eh? Why are you talking? I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about?
No.
Being responsible.
Being responsible.
Okay, let me be one with you. Let me listen now. So what's wrong? So what's wrong is being in the 20s and 30s, what's going on?
No, there's nothing
being
wrong.
Being a rebel.
For me, I think I was just against how Twitter came on for her, like, because it became a whole Nandi must fall.
Okay, what did Nandi say?
This, the tweets I just read.
She said, it's nice, you must enjoy your life between your 20s and
30s. No, she just said,
you can enjoy it, but don't waste it.
Yeah, don't waste it.
Oh, don't waste it.
Yes,
okay,
yeah.
And then what's Black Twitter saying?
Black Twitter was like, no, you're putting
she's talking from a point of privilege.
And now you want to say, give people timelines, like you need to be married at this time or have a child at this time. So, and I don't think it had nothing to do with putting those timelines. It just goes back to be responsible with your life.
I think Black Twitter are the rebels that she's talking about.
Yes, exactly. Good point.
What, they're 25 at home and tweeting? Yeah. Why are you agreeing with me like you're scared to agree with me?
No, I'm just saying I don't understand why anyone would have an issue with what she's saying, bro. Like, hey?
Huh?
Yeah? Oh, we're so dark. we don't have tabang here, but it's fine. At least you can hear us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This is After Dark. After Dark. Podcast and Chill After Dark.
Okay.
You got some melanin.
All right, let's wrap it up, Ben. What else am I missing? What else did you want to talk about?
I don't know.
What else did you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm annoyed that we can't smoke anymore. Oh, we can't smoke for the next, I don't know how long. That's pissing me off. But at least alcohol is back. Not that I ever missed it, but
you'll get cigarettes when clubs open.
I think those are only going to open in December. Eh? Yeah. I don't see clubs opening anytime soon. I swear to you.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you see that tweet, Prince KB?
Mm.
He tweeted
about DJs. Free DJs.
Hmm?
About DJs playing for free on the lockdown thing.
Yes, yes. Let me find it.
So DJs play for free there, basically. They don't get paid.
Well, Shimza got paid 400K. Shimza and PH.
Did he show you the e-wallet?
And then...
Did you see how he misered me? Ne?
And then they didn't pay the DJs because it's so-called exposure.
You mean all those guys are playing for exposure?
Mm.
Oh, that is not nice.
We're doing the podcast for exposure. What do you mean?
It's a podcast. It's something new. Right. DJing, they've been...
Prince KB said, stop doing those live DJ sets on TV for free. And then Euphonic said, Prince, with respect, you're the same guy who took part for free in a 13-week TV competition for DJs. You are way too popular and influential to not help other people grow. Why must they not do it? What lessons can you teach besides a loose comment? Angilwi, teach us. And then Prince KB says, Hosh Euphonic, the DJ live sets on TV are AFPs, advertiser-funded programming. Sponsors pay per episode. Does it make sense to pay for studio crew, catering, lights, broadcast signal, camera operators, and not pay DJs? While there are three sponsors plus channel budget. Akilwani. It's nice to see people having a civilized conversation.
It's Euphonic and KB.
Let's compare apples with apples. Ones and twos is a competition show. You know, coming from the door, it's either you win the cash prize or nothing. It was commissioned by the channel with no sponsor, and its mandate was not to make money but expose new talent. Stop the loose mindset. Yeah. Then we continue. Yeah, that's when it continues.
Yeah, but I feel KB has a point. Yeah. A very good point.
Very good, yeah.
And I don't know if Euphonic was asking in order to get KB to be more elaborative. But in him asking, he allowed KB to be more elaborative. Because upon seeing that, you would have just saw it maybe the way Euphonic saw it and thought, oh, no, KB, you are just being a loose cannon saying nonsense. Mm. But maybe the people did not know who they were. It was a AFP type of thing, you know. And what exposure are you going to give his ex? Because she's popular already.
Exactly. That's where I'm coming from. These were not. It's not like these were DJs who... It's like DJ Ghost Lady, so people can book me. No, already these guys are struggling. They're not getting bookings. So you mean they are so they can be exposed for what? Who's going to book them? Because there's no parties out there. So I think that they are trying to do this to actually just get something.
They're both right in a sense that KB is right, but I think what KB is saying only applies for well-established DJs. Because DJs, a lot of DJs, unknown DJs, play for free
For a rider.
For exposure.
Wow.
A lot of DJs.
No, he gets paid and there's a rider that comes with it. No, I was not talking about him.
No, not about him. I'm just saying for a rider, just check.
So there's a lot of DJs that actually do play, like, for example, give me a big festival, Durban July. So if you know Durban July, there's going to be X amount of people. You're going to get X amount of exposure. As an unknown DJ, you likely will take the gig even if you're not getting paid.
Those many mores, when you see a flyer, many more is likely not getting paid.
You know,
sometimes.
I mean, if Coachella hit me up now and they said, yo, would you want to come DJ for free there? Fuck yeah.
Yo, yeah.
The exposure I'm going to get.
Yeah.
But then.
And you won't have to buy followers.
But if you're Euphonic, it doesn't make sense. Because you already have the exposure.
If you're KB, if you're Coffee, if you're Shimza.
And you're not getting paid, it doesn't make sense. So that's what I'm saying. I agree with what they both say.
No. But you know what? I was listening to the conversation between Oskido and Black Coffee when they were on the live. And
when you go live,
hey,
it's a party.
Yo. And then, but they said something why I think Euphonic would be so defensive. Because apparently Euphonic is, you know, now he's like, he's always overseas. What he gets paid today is like literally peanuts compared to what he gets paid when he's this side, you know. But he's obviously what? Trying to build his brand, trying to build himself. Hence the whole, now he's no longer Euphonic, he's Temba, you know. So that's what is. It's like if people were to know how much this guy would be who's getting overseas, like right now.
Temba needs exposure.
Yes.
Euphonic doesn't.
Yeah.
But
I'm just saying, that's why, I think that's why he could take this the stance of being so defensive and saying, no, people could end up not getting paid. Because apparently, Temba is playing out there overseas and not getting paid.
Yeah, allegedly. We don't know that.
No, the way Oskido and
but Temba's presenting the housing thing, House Matters or what those that show on the channels. They're giving you advice about property and stuff. So, like, he's getting... Temba's got... I think Temba's a businessman. Euphonic is a DJ.
No, definitely. But we're just talking about DJing right now.
Yeah, so...
You took an off-ramp.
No. No. I'm just going back to the whole Temba needs exposure.
Yeah.
Yes. As a businessman, probably. I don't know. But Euphonic is very well known.
Yes.
We talk about Temba or in Europe.
In Europe.
So when he plays Temba in Europe, he's Temba.
Yes.
Oh. And he plays for free.
No.
For a rider.
For a rider.
Go all the way to Ibiza for a six-pack of Corona. Wow.
And a mask.
You guys are foul.
It's fine. Maybe we should do a gig and give him a rider of our own.
But you know what I think would help to... make sure DJs are getting paid, because every time I go on my timeline, there's a DJ mixing there. I think we need our own platform, like a YouTube OnlyFans, but for DJs.
Hmm.
A what?
Like YouTube. You see YouTube?
Do you know OnlyFans, Lynn?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yeah, so like YouTube.
I'm not subscribed to any account, though.
Okay.
Like YouTube OnlyFans, you upload your content, and then after a certain amount that you reach, you can monetize. So we need a platform like that where DJs can upload their mixes, get their followers to follow, mm-hmm. and then after, let's say you have 1,000 subscribers, you can then monetize.
I think the podcast space is like we can sit and record for an hour, 30 minutes, just do a mix and start your own podcast. I know Mapiano has a lot of podcasts that you can find on different platforms.
Yeah, but they're not monetizable. That's what I'm saying. We need a YouTube or OnlyFans, where as a DJ, you can upload your mix and get paid for it.
Can't you go on OnlyFans and upload your mix as a DJ?
You can, if you have subscribers, yeah.
Yes, so they can just, there's an existing platform, just use it.
Yeah, but we need our own local, chief. We need our own. Do you know how many DJs are in SA?
They can go to Fakaz, I get what you said.
Are we that dark, Ghost Lady? Are we that dark? Shit.
I think you are.
Yeah.
Because I saw this, you've got a shadow like in front of the minute you face forward.
Yeah.
You like Harvey Dent. Like half your face.
Maybe
is
you look
there.
Better now.
This motherfucker. No, but it's fine. I mean, they'll understand. It's our first time back.
Yeah.
Tabang's not here.
Where is Tabang?
I couldn't pick him up. He's still at home.
Oh.
I want a permit.
Huh? I've got a permit.
But your permit doesn't take you to Tabang's house.
It does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's a wrap. What else am I missing? Anything else that I'm missing, Ghost Lady?
What are you missing?
I want smokes. I want to smoke. Don't you have cigarettes? I need smoke. I haven't smoked in like 2 days.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you, what are you guys going to buy first when level 3 is imposed on us?
Hey, I told you what I'm going to do, but it's a secret. I don't want all now the chillers doing the same thing I'm going to do.
She's got a whole operation, Operation Tops.
Her operation is probably the same as mine.
Mm. What's yours? Let me hear yours.
The amount of alcohol that I need to buy has to last me for at least 2 months.
2 months?
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to go... If they do the whole surname thing, but they didn't mention it...
Do you believe that thing, though?
It was proposed. Don't know if it's going to happen. But if it doesn't happen, I'm going to go to the road less traveled. And I've identified four. Because I'm not about to wait in a queue to buy alcohol.
Yes.
It's going to be a mess. And also, I want to look after myself. So, I need to buy 2 cases of wine, 1 red, 1 white. I need to buy 3 bottles of God's juice.
Okay, let me hold you right there. Ghost Lady, we've got a very special announcement we need to make.
No, we have a guest.
Yes.
To be introduced.
Yes, in addition to the family.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
So, while we were busy reflecting... Uh-huh. Somebody else was busy doing other things during the lockdown.
What?
I'm excited. This is like the biggest announcement we've made on the podcast, right?
Since we said Henda,
we are
here or we are back.
Ladies and gentlemen, chillers and other chillers.
Friends,
and
Romans, countrymen,
yes,
lend us your ears,
yes,
more than anything, lend us your mouth and your tongues and your throats.
Please welcome a new addition to the family. We have started our own gin brand,
and the bottle appears.
Yes, yes, let me get the bottle. I don't know if you can see because it's in the dark, but there we go. Grandeur, baby,
it's white.
Yeah, we're living that grandeur lifestyle, baby.
The bottle is empty, by the way, so don't get excited.
No, what's wrong with it being full? Eh?
We can't.
We stock.
They said we can't drink.
Yeah.
Where are you stocking?
Oh, okay.
Alcohol.
It's an empty bottle.
Man, we've been working on this. How long have you been working on this?
I should be modeling the bottle. Like, I should be here
in the swimming pool. Come influence it there in the pool. Oh, shit. No, don't, because you don't have underwear on.
Oksana, we are naked underneath our clothes.
We've been working on this for like 2 years.
2018. Almost around the same time that the podcast started, actually.
Yeah.
And finally, like we wanted to launch it before lockdown. But obviously,
lockdown happened.
So now, because we're going to level 3, we can announce that we have our own gin brand. It will be for sale to all the chillers out there.
Wow.
We've only got 300 bottles, ne? Yeah, 300 bottles. So we're only selling pre-orders right now.
Okay.
And we've got 300 bottles. Just to explain like how it started, because we love alcohol so much, we decided to make our own.
Yeah. You are there with pineapple. Yeah.
A lot can happen when you're messing around with sanitizer at home.
And pineapple
and all and of that yeast. Nonsense because bottle stores are closed. But I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. The concept and the work behind it started long before we could even think about COVID-19 or a virus that could keep us on lockdown.
Mm. Yeah, we're still mid-red in my house. Lane came up with the name, actually, Grandeur.
Oh.
Grandeur. We're living the Grandeur lifestyle.
Oh, by the thingy.
By the bench.
By the bench, yes.
Guys, I'm a big fan of the gin, so yeah, you must know.
This has been like the best kept secret because we've been wanting to say it almost every single episode for 2 years.
One day, the real story behind the gin will actually tell it.
Yes.
Because there's a story behind it.
Crazy story.
There's a story. Like when I say story.
Like some Netflix shit, bro.
Whoa.
Like some Netflix shit.
This puts alcohol on blood and water.
Just glad it is finally here. Make sure you get yourself the first ever 300 bottles of
Limited edition.
We've only got 300 bottles. You can pre-order. Drop us a WhatsApp, email. You know how to get hold of us.
We'll personally sign the 300 bottles for you.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. And we'll arrange for delivery. But yeah, I'm excited. We've been, how many cases have we clapped in 2 years? Hey, it slaps, eh?
No, it slaps.
Oh. And this ain't no Reebok shit. Like, we own everything. The recipe we did ourselves, imaging, the name, the bottle, everything.
Everything. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're not just getting bottles.
This is not just a ride, isn't it?
So other DJs can come and play on the podcast and we'll give them a that as a rider. Done.
So yeah, man.
So if it stopped here. So yeah, just in conclusion. Yeah.
No, it's fine. I
the chillers can also probably tell us if we had to give it as a gift to the first celebrity interview that we're gonna do once level 3 and movement is sort of like is allowed.
Yeah.
Which celebrity would be best fitted to be amongst the first 300? We just want one.
Yeah.
And that celebrity will do an unboxing, ne?
Yeah.
Like when they receive.
They will drink it on the show.
Remember the Dineo Ranaka interview?
The first one.
Yeah, remember I told you she came to my house first?
Yeah.
And we're meant to record, but we got drunk. We're drinking Grandeur.
Was I there?
Yeah, you came later. Remember?
Oh, yes, I was driving from Port. Yes, I came through. Yes, I remember.
And you couldn't even record.
No, it was her. It was not us.
You know, my husband is a big fan. Like, yes. Every time when you say, if I say McG is coming, he's like, make sure he comes with the gene.
So, yeah, pre-orders open. Drop your orders 081-474-0632 or podcast at thismcg.com. Make sure you are the part of the first 300, and we're taking it as we're making a promise. The first 300 bottles, will sign it for each and every chiller that orders.
Yes.
So dope.
Retail is $349.99.
Nice.
But for our chillers, we're going to make it $299. The first 300. Special.
300 for 300.
Lockdown special.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, we are here. Ghost Lady, anything you want to say? Wrap it up. What do you want to say before we go?
Just say thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
Len.
Continue to love.
I want cigarettes, man. Fuck.
Missed you, man. Dude, I really missed this dog. Like, I'm so glad we did it.
Yeah.
No, that was cool.
And you should stock up on 2 months worth of alcohol because I think we might go back to level 4 and 5.
Yeah.
Given how the amount of people who are craving alcohol and want to buy it at normal prices, trust me, bottle stores are going to be a mess. And guys, chillers, because we love you, well, we love everybody, but we love you more, just make sure when you go out to the bottle stores, you maintain to the social distancing, yeah, wearing a mask, sanitizing, and...
Or you can just buy all the 300 Grandeur bottles.
Yes, and you sort it until the rest of the year. Extra. That's an idea.
Thank you, stock.
So yes, as of Monday, pre-orders are open.
Yes.
But no, pre-orders are now.
Yeah, yeah, you can order right now.
Oh,
and then we'll deliver. Yeah, you can order right now. We'll deliver from next week.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
On Monday. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, on that note, thank you very much for this, guys. It's been interesting to see people.
I really missed you guys, though.
All right. We are here. Podcast and chill.
Good.
Boom.
Hey. You know, it's off.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
Hey, we haven't even pulled away from the drive-thru and you're already digging in the McDonald's bag.
Aw, babe, just a few.
All right, I guess I can't blame you. Pass me some, too.
The smells too good to get it all the way home meal. There's a meal for every moment at McDonald's.
And now your favorite spicy chicken McNuggets are back. Get a 6-piece, spicy or classic, for just $2. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.